Nicole Kidman teh nyata aktris.
Nicole Kidman is an actress.
Manha hoyong janten pejuang.
She wants to be a wrestler.
Ieu mangrupakeun pikaresepeun pikeun nyobian katingali anyar.
It is fun to try new looks.
Dinten ieu manehna gaduh kostum.
Today, she has a costume.
Kostum cang sareng warna.
The costume is bright and colorful.
Anjeun nempatkeun eta.
She puts it on.
Manha ningali dina cermin.
She looks in the mirror.
Wow. Maneh jadi.
Wow, she loves it.
Manha ngarasa kuat tur kuat.
She feels strong and powerful.
Tim siap pikeun ngadamel ilm.
The team is ready to film.
Nicole resep pikeun ngamimitian.
Nicole is excited to start.
Ieu poe anuhad.
This is a great day.
Aya sortage ti rice di toko.
There was a shortage of rice in the stores.
Jalma-jalma anu hariwang ngeunaan harga nasi.
People were worried about the prices of rice.
Hiji poe, pamarentah ngumumkeun pasokan beras darurat.
One day, the government announced emergency rice supplies.
Ieu nyababkeun jalma-jalma ngarasa bagja sareng tenang.
This made people feel happy and relieved.
Toko nanampi ngaleun rice gancang.
The stores received the rice quickly.
Ieu mantuan pikeun nurunkeun harga beras.
This helped to lower the prices of rice.
Gancang sangu tiasa di manawa.
Soon, rice was available everywhere.
Jalma tiasam sersangu tanpa masalah.
People could buy rice without problems.
Sadayana nuhun pikeun suplayan baktos.
Everyone was thankful for the rice supply.
Harga nasi deui handap.
The prices of rice were low again.
Keluarga tiasa-tiasa beli siki deui.
Families could afford to buy rice once more.
Komunitas bahagia ku alat-alat serealia.
The community was happy with the rice supplies.
Pamasokan nasi ngabantu pisan.
Rice supply helped the people a lot.
Alencia manan pertandingan ngalawan Sela dina Sabtu kamari.
Valencia played a match against Sevilla last Saturday.
Stadion diisi pinuh ku an semangat.
The stadium was full of excited fans.
Wasit ngembongkeun eusi pikeun ngamimitian kaulinan.
The referee blew the whistle to start the game.
Alencia nyandak kendali pertandingan gancang.
Valencia took control of the match quickly.
Aranjeuna ngadaptar gol kahiji maranhana di menit hiji lima.
They scored their first goal in the 15th minute.
Sela nyoba nyieun sarua tapi teu hasil.
Sevilla tried to equalize but failed.
Alencia ngadukung kalayan kuat.
Valencia defended strongly during the second half.
Sakali pamungkas nguring, sarta Alencia menang deui.
The final whistle blew, and Valencia won again.
Sadaya penggemar sorak naun pikeun tim maranehna.
All the fans cheered loudly for their team.
Alencia ngagungkeun kasuksan maranhana kalayan kabagjaan.
Valencia celebrated their victory with joy.
Stadion diisi ku ans entur diantos pertandingan.
The stadium was filled with fans eagerly waiting for the match to begin.
Dua tim gaduh barisan kuat, janji hiji kaulinan anu intens.
Both teams had strong lineups, promising an intense game.
Nalika ombak sumping, atmosfer janten listrik sareng kasenangan.
As the whistle blew, the atmosphere became electric with excitement.
Yori coast ngamimitian kuat, ngabugarkeun kalawan serangan agresi.
Ivory Coast started strong, pushing forward with aggressive attacks.
Senegal ngabales kalayan gancang, nembongkeun kamahran taktisna.
Senegal countered swiftly, showing their tactical prowess.
Aprep kaca anu pinuh kumom thrilling ngan anjeun sareng bata deukeut.
The first half was packed with thrilling moments and close calls.
Nalika tim ngasup ka waktu setengah, skornya tetep sarua di 0-0.
As the teams headed into halftime, the score was still tied at 0-0.
Dina di separuh kadua, dua tim nambahan usaha maranehna pikeun kamenangan.
In the second half, both teams increased their efforts for victory.
Pajangan nyata lalau alum langkung jinter nalika waktosna ngaliwat.
The match became even more thrilling as time went on.
Kalayan ngan 10 menit sisa, tanaga takatingali.
With just 10 minutes remaining, the tension was palpable.
Siktak terakhir ngegugas, sareng dua tim nunjukkeun jambatan olahraga anusa.
The final whistle blew, and both teams showed great sportsmanship.
Dina akhir, lagarengs di lukisan, ninggalkeun sadayana bangga.
In the end, the match ended in a draw, leaving everyone proud.
Dina jaman modern, intelijen buatan geus nyatu jeung abrik pisan ti kahirupan sapopoe urang.
In the modern age, artificial intelligence has woven itself into the very fabric of our daily lives.
Nalika ayana-ayana ningkat, masyarakat ngalawan kana dilema tika nu sering katinggalan tetiasa direngsekeun.
As its presence expands, society grapples with ethical dilemmas that often seem insurmountable.
Isu ngeunaan conidentiality, bias, sareng tanggung jawab rutin muncul dina diskusi sabudeureun teknologi AI.
Issues of confidentiality, bias, and accountability arise regularly in discussions surrounding AI technologies.
Kamajuan mesin learning anu gancang nyababkeun rasa antara gumbira jeung kasieun.
The rapid advancement of machine learning evokes a sense of both excitement and trepidation.
Para pangacakan yang harepan tantangan anu speakeun ngatur teknologi ieu tanpa nyegah inovasi.
Policymakers face the daunting challenge of regulating these technologies without stifling innovation.
Kerangka etika anu diwangun kedah kuat sareng tiasa disaluyukeun kana kaayaan anu terus berkembang.
The ethical frameworks implemented must be both robust and adaptable to evolving circumstances.
Salajengna, pendekatan antar disiplin tepenting pikeun ngukulan masalah multi-aceted ieu.
Consequently, an interdisciplinary approach is essential to address these multifaceted issues.
Pendidikan, kusababna, mankeun peran anu penting dina ngawangun kasadaran tika dina deployment teknologi.
Education, therefore, plays a pivotal role in shaping ethical awareness in technology deployment.
Ngagampang cuplikan antar pamuka, tika, sareng masyarakat anu langkung lega penting pikeun pamarentahan anu peti.
Facilitating a dialogue between technologists, ethicists, and the broader society is crucial to effective governance.
Perjalanan ka AI etik rumit, merlukeun kolaborasi di sabaraha disiplin.
The journey towards ethical AI is intricate, requiring collaboration across various disciplines.
Akhirna, ngabina budaya mindul etika bisa ngabrangkeun jarak antara manusia jeung teknologi.
Ultimately, fostering a culture of ethical mindfulness can bridge the gap between humanity and technology.
Haruka ukuhara mujiha acara umum kalayan kanggunan anu teu aya bandingana.
Haruka Fukuhara graced the public event with an unparalleled elegance.
Di jalanan sareng gaun nunyurang, manehna netepkeun standar anyar pikeun kamampuhan mode.
Dressed in a stunning gown that dazzled onlookers, she set a new standard for sartorial prowess.
Pilihanana tina warna ngagambarkeun pamahaman anu pinter ngeunaan tren ayeuna.
Her choice of colors reflected a sophisticated understanding of current trends.
Nalika maneh, kilang kamera ngagurilkeun sadaya gerakan na anunda.
As she walked the red carpet, the camera flashes illuminated her every graceful move.
Pengamat mode memuji kamampuhna pikeun ngahijikeun unsur tradisional sareng gaya kontemporer.
Fashion critics praised her ability to blend traditional elements with contemporary flair.
Dina anu kitu, manehna hanteungan ukur nunjukkeun gaya pribadina, tapi og manggihkeun pangaruh pikeun asionista anu rentan.
In doing so, she not only showcased her personal style but also influenced aspiring fashionistas.
Ngali ku cara unikna, manha ngadamel hiji niche di dunya asion nu terus mekar.
Through her unique approach, she carved a niche in the ever-evolving world of fashion.
Dina Haruka Ukuhara tengsken kandahan, tapi og ngainspirasi generasi anyar desainer.
In conclusion, Haruka Fukuhara not only exemplifies elegance but also inspires a new generation of designers.